Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Welcome in, everybody. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. I got absolutely no clue what it is for you. I just know it is the weekend. Actually, it's the NFL Rewind right here over the weekend, here with the Dorf Man on Sports Overnight America. Get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. What a weekend. What a weekend of NFL football. Obviously, got all started off on Thursday with a pretty crazy game. Buccaneers wind up on top in that one. And you know what? Throughout the weekend, it just got even more wild with some absolutely insane games like the Patriots, where they wind up going out and destroying the Dolphins. Not a surprise, but it's just amazing how bad a team can be. The Dolphins have given up so many points the first couple weeks. It's going to be a miracle for any of those guys to keep their job. Speaking of that, Washington Redskins giving up all kinds of yardage and points as well. Going to be interesting to see how that all shakes out with those guys. Chiefs, they keep rolling, man. Patrick Mahomes continuing to show us that this guy is just starting what he's going to be all about throughout his NFL career. Another four touchdown day for him. Rams get it done in a major way, and the Saints lose Drew Brees. So we'll have to see how significant that's going to be moving forward. The 49ers, they go on the road. They look impressive once again. They're 2-0 on the early season, but they put up 41 points on the road against the Bengals. So impressive from them. Lions, they rebound pretty well from the week before, where they wind up going to a tie with the Arizona Cardinals, having an 18-point lead going into the fourth quarter. They come away with a victory over the Chargers, who, by the way, were pretty banged up, but a good effort from the Lions. So a ton of things to get into. Obviously, the Colts, they played well. They got it done on the road. Titans, after a big victory, a letdown at home. We'll get into it all. So much to get into. Again, such a week-to-week league. It goes up, it goes down very fast. Speaking of which, I got to take a break pretty quickly. So keep it close, everybody. Andy Dorf, it is the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Get it in here. I got one thing to say. This is when the big dogs come out.
Damn right.
Okay?
Damn right.
So you can't roll with the big dogs. Stay on the board.
Third and 10 now for Brady from the gun. White to his left at the Patriots 42. Brady backs up, stands in. He's going to throw a long ball to a wide open door set. He's going to hit him in stride at the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Patriots.
Mahomes out of the shotgun, wants to throw. Fires near side. Talk. Touchdown, Kansas City. And Sammy Watkins with the catch and an incredible game.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Now more of The Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. Get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Andy Dorf with you here on the NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America style. So much to get into in the NFL. What a week. And what a great week for Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady. Both those guys, teams, go out there and do what we expect them to do. Put up some points and not give up that many points. Patrick Mahomes, 443, four touchdowns, no interceptions. Not a bad day, if I must say so myself. And a 28-10 win, by the way. Tom Brady, 264, couple touchdowns, 43-0. His team beats the junior varsity Miami Dolphins out there in Miami. They're an awful football team. Ryan Fitzpatrick was brutal. Brutal. Three interceptions from him. Josh Rosen, one interception from him. That's four total. A couple of them returned by the Patriot defense for touchdowns, pick six. So rough day, rough start for both of those teams, man. Just awful for the Dolphins. Let me run through all the scores for you from the action. With, by the way, Monday Nighter still to come. That's the Browns and the Jets. So we'll see how the Browns rebound, and we'll see how the Jets do without Sam Darnold, as he has mono. He's going to be out for a while. But Buccaneers winning on Thursday, 20-14. They beat the Panthers, who are 0-2, struggling with Cam Newton and company. That was a tough one to watch because they struggled big time. 49ers, 41-17 over the Bengals. Big day for the 49ers. That they could be one of those sweetheart stories of the NFL this season. Chargers go down on the road to the Lions 13-10. And here's what's big about that is Chargers had a bunch of guys out. So this was a great opportunity for the Detroit Lions to rebound after a letdown week one, where they're up a bunch of points on the Arizona Cardinals, can't finish the job. They let up a 18-point lead in the fourth quarter. Before you know it, you're tied. You're going into overtime and boom, game winds up in a tie. So they're 1-0-1, which isn't all that bad when you think about it. Although it could be a lot better. They could be 2-0 like the Green Bay Packers, who, by the way, they beat the Minnesota Vikings 21-16 at home. And thank God for what Aaron Rodgers said. They've got a defense because the offense did it all in the first half and put up donuts in the second half. So 21 points scored by the Green Bay Packers in the first half. Pretty much everything was clicking. And then the second half came. Vikings shut it down. But the Packers defense shut it down pretty good, too, only giving up 6 points. So 21-16 win over the Vikings, Packers 2-0, and both those wins for them early in the season against two division rivals, the Chicago Bears week one and the Vikings week two. Colts 19-17 over the Titans. And I'll tell you what, man, I'm pulling. I am absolutely pulling for the Indianapolis Colts. They're fun to watch. They are fun to watch. Brissett, that dude, he plays with his heart, man. He slings it. He plays really hard. It's fun to watch that guy. Three touchdown day for him in a victory, 19-17 over the Titans on the road. Patriots, like I said, they just demolished the Dolphins, 43-0. Bills 28-14. Another one of those interesting stories that could be for the Buffalo Bills as the season keeps going on. Josh Allen, not that bad of a quarterback in his young career so far. Giants struggling out of the gate, 0-2. Seahawks, another impressive win for them on the road this time. Seahawks 2-0 on the season. Steelers 0-2. This could be trouble. This could be a really rough season for the Steelers. Cowboys 31-21 over the Redskins, who, you know what? This was a game where you look at it and you say, Cowboys maybe could slip up, but they didn't let it happen. So kudos to them for going on the road, playing a solid game, and getting the victory over the Redskins. 17-23, the Cardinals fall a little bit short in Baltimore, but you know what? They played pretty well. They were in the game. Kyler Murray obviously let him back in the second half. That's going to be the way it goes for these guys because I think it's going to take time for them to find rhythm and timing in their offense in most cases in the first half of games, and they're probably going to be trailing in most games. So second half, things are going to open up. Defenses are going to be a little bit looser, and you're going to find some bigger windows, and that's where Kyler Murray will have some success, and that's probably why this game was 23-17. So sounds a little bit closer than it was because Ravens were up 17-6 and then 17-9. Obviously the Cardinals got it close in the fourth quarter with that touchdown and 2-point conversion. Jaguars, this was an interesting one. 13-12, they go down to the Texans, and there was obviously not a lot of points scored. But what happened at the end of the ball game where the Jaguars go for two with Leonard Fournette, and they don't get it across, so they wind up not converting, and they're trailing by 1 point with very little time left on the clock. And as you know, don't need to have a lot of time on the clock in the NFL for the game to be over with. So, unfortunately, I don't like the decision. That's where I'm going with this. I think it was a poor decision. I don't know why you don't just trust your defense to go out there and make stops. And with the way that game was going, look, you know, they score a field goal. You give yourself an opportunity to go down and score a touchdown in overtime. And I don't know. I think you got to roll the dice that way and not the other way, at least my humble opinion. Chiefs, like I said, 28-10, another four touchdown day for Patrick Mahomes. He throws up 443 yards to go with it as well. So, and then he finds a new target. I mean, DeMarcus Robinson, the youngster, he goes out for six receptions and 172 yards and a couple touchdowns. Last week it's Sammy Watkins. You know, this week it's somebody else. So he's finding guys without Tyreek Hill being out there and being healthy. I think that that's really going to bode well for the Chiefs moving throughout the season. The one thing I think they need to get a little bit better at is the running game, because just in case Patrick Mahomes is having a tough day and secondaries are giving him fits, just something to think about. Bears, a tough one. They get it done in the clutch in the final seconds with a field goal, 16-14 over the Broncos. So they rebound after a pretty lackluster performance week one against the Green Bay Packers. They're look, man, at home, by the way, they lost that one. So this one's on the road. Nice road victory for them at Denver against the Broncos. And again, with their field goal, a kicker, something that was obviously something that they couldn't do very well last season. Saints go down to the Rams 27-9. And I think the big story here is Drew Brees. How injured is this guy? The Rams look like they started to figure some things out. Goff looked like he was getting a timing and some rhythm. Todd Gurley didn't look too bad either. Falcons rebound after a tough, really, really tough loss in Minnesota week one, where they come out and they beat the Eagles, who all of a sudden got super banged up in this game. They lost Alshon Jeffrey. They lost DeSean Jackson. And really, to be honest with you, a gutty performance from the Philadelphia Eagles, because they didn't have a lot of their top players out there, at least on the offensive side, two of their top receivers not playing for them. And then Matty Ice, big day for him, 320 yards, three touchdowns. So pretty nice rebound game for the Atlanta Falcons at home. Anyways, I do hear the music. I know I got to take a pause for the cause, so I'm going to do that. I'll come back and I'll get into some of the good and some of the bad of what I saw from week two in the NFL. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
First down, LA going for the whole thing. Cooks. Touchdown, LA.
Stafford's going to work out of the gun. He's got Kerryon to his right. Matthew leans in. There's the snap. Matthew's got it. Pocket holds. Matthew looks, throws. Got a man. Kenny Galladay. He can walk in. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. 9 yards on the connection, and the Lions have extended their lead.
And Rodgers takes a quick snap. Penalty marker down. Free down for Rodgers. He lost right side of the end zone into a crowd. It's caught. Jimmy Graham. Touchdown.
This is Sports Overnight America.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Vernon Davis goes in motion. Play action fake Keenum. Rolling, tosses it out. Right side, caught Vernon Davis at the 40. The Terps still on his feet. He breaks the tackle at the 20. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Touchdown, Redskins, Vernon Davis.
Now more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. Get at me, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. So much to get into in the NFL, and I'm going to start with some of the bad since we had that clip about the Washington Redskins. And you know what? The one bright spot may very well be Case Keenum, because he's not terrible. He's not terrible at all. He can play pretty solid, and he's making do with guys that probably most people have no clue who they are. Terry McLaurin, who, by the way, is a rookie, so I'm sure a lot of people don't know who he is. Chris Thompson, Trey Quinn, Vernon Davis, you know who that is, obviously. Solid tight end, who, by the way, his grandpa just passed away maybe last week, and obviously thoughts and prayers to him and the family. But a lot of guys, my point is that he's going to have to go out there and really, really be good to make them look good. Adrian Peterson back in the mix, and that's going to be a problem for them. No running game. Only were able to run it 17 times. And probably for the most part because they're trailing most of the game. So they're going to be throwing the ball more often. Dallas Cowboys, since we're looking at these two teams, you got a little bit of the bad with the Washington Redskins, but you've got some of that good that I'm talking about with the Dallas Cowboys and Ezekiel Elliott and his partners in crime with that rushing attack. 34 carries. 213 yards, 111 of them by Ezekiel Elliott, a touchdown to go along with that. They could be pretty good, man. They've got a ton of weapons. Amari Cooper, another good day for him with the touchdown. But Dak is spreading it around. Dak is just distributing the rock so beautifully. And why not, man? Seriously, so many weapons. And guys get a lot of touches. And 26 receptions for his core. Nobody with more than six. Gallup, the leader in that category. But he's spreading it around, man. Nine different receivers, something like that. Dak Prescott's having a big year, in case you didn't recognize. And you will. And he's going to get paid that money. He'll get paid that money. But there's some of the good and some of the bad right there, because you got the Cowboys who are 2-0, and you got the Redskins who are 0-2. And I do think that those are trends that are going to continue for those two teams, by the way. This is one of those where it's some good and bad here, too. Buccaneers are 1-1. They're not a 2-0 team. But with that being said, nice road victory for them and a tough home loss where the Panthers are now 0-2. So not only are they 0-2, but they're 0-2 at home, only have 6 games left. Like, it's going to be tough for them to be over 500 is what I'm saying. At best, they're going 4-2 at home. I'm sorry, 6-2 at home. Because they've already lost 2. So I don't know if they can turn it around to go 6-2 at home. Probably going to need to, though, if they want to make the playoffs. 12% of teams that go 0-2 make the playoffs. I really thought the Panthers were going to be better. The difference here is Cam Newton, he tossed it 51 times. 333 yards, no touchdowns. No touchdowns. Christian McCaffrey, I'm worried about this guy's durability. That's my concern about him. No really big targets for my man Cam Newton on the Carolina Panthers. Greg Olsen, he's like the biggest guy he's got. And he's going to use him like crazy, for sure. But Curtis Samuel, smaller guy. DJ Moore, smaller guy. Christian McCaffrey, obviously a smaller guy. That's their running back. So I don't know. I think they're somewhat in trouble. I would be really concerned about what's up with the Carolina Panthers. And if you're a Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan, I'll tell you what. Jameis wasn't fantastic by any means, but he's got Bruce Arians helping him through the process this season. And I do think that he knows how to get the most out of guys. And he's going to hopefully improve Jameis Winston. And that'll help those guys be a team that might be a contender in that division. We'll see. 49ers, I think, are really good. Bengals, this is an interesting one because they played today 41-17, and it was lopsided just the way it sounds. I'll tell you what, I think that the 49ers could be one of those teams that really surprises people. Like, they might be a lot better than people would have thought. Garoppolo had a pretty solid day, 297 for 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. You don't want any interceptions, but a pretty solid day, to be quite honest with you. So Garoppolo looks like he's coming around, and that's good news. Andy Dalton, a couple touchdowns, but he did have that interception, and they just I don't really buy into the Bengals very much. I don't think they're all that good. And there's another thing that Garoppolo does pretty well is he finds a lot of different targets. He likes Samuel. He likes Goodwin. George Kittle, he's a solid tight end too. It's a nice piece right there. So they've got some pretty solid weapons. I think that they're going to have to figure out if they have the durability at the running back. And Breida really lit it up. He only had 12 carries, but goes off for 121 yards. So I think you got to figure out if you're going to do this by committee, because Morser was pretty solid too. I mean, the guy, 83 yards for him on 13 carries. And they ran the ball a ton, 42 times for 259. So this is a pretty balanced attack right now. And we'll see who winds up getting the bulk of the touches, or if it is a running back by committee there with those San Francisco 49ers. And right now, it looks to me like it's working. So could the 49ers be a team that is a little bit under the radar? I like them, but you didn't hear a lot of hype necessarily about them before the season. things could change. Could change a little bit. I'm just going to keep breaking it down the way I'm going through, because this is an interesting one too. Both teams are 1-1, but I think that they both have a chance to be okay because they both have playmakers. Like, the Lions are 1-1, the Chargers are 1-1. The Chargers had a ton of guys that weren't playing. Phillip Rivers had a relatively tough day. He's got a ton of weapons, though. Eckler, he's got Keenan Allen, a bevy of wide receivers, to be totally honest with you. And then on the other side, I was impressed with Stafford, the way that he rebounded after, you know, not really doing much in that game with the Cardinals. I mean, he had the touchdowns, don't get me wrong, but most of those were in the first half, if I'm not mistaken. I think he had 3 touchdowns in the first half of the game against the Cardinals. So he rebounded pretty well, gave him a couple of touchdowns, a couple of interceptions, and you know what, a couple of bad decisions by him. But truth be told, Galladay is a really good, really nice receiver. 117 yards for him, a touchdown. Kerryon Johnson can do it out of the backfield, and he can do it running the ball as well. I think that the Detroit Lions have a shot to be competitive, and they could play somewhat of a spoiler role. I think it's all about the Chargers getting themselves totally healthy, and I mean Melvin Gordon getting back on the field for them. That they got to realize that you got to have that running game, and you got to feel good about it. I think they had a solid 137 yards, but truth be told, man, they need that guy because they need his explosiveness. All right, I'm going to take it to a break. I'll be back. I'm going to continue rapping about the good and the bad from week 2 in the NFL right here on the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf. It is Sports Overnight America.
The snap. Josh wants to throw. Rolls right. Cox his arm. Still has it now. On the run. Gets that down north. The touchdown. He is in. Touchdown, Buffalo. Touchdown, Josh Allen. A 3-yard runner on the right side. The Bills score their first touchdown of the game with 10:21 left to play in the fourth quarter.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears.
TV Ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 for the 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV Ears. When you wear TV Ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV Ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
Lombardi. A certain magic still lingers in the very name. It speaks of duels in the snow and cold November mud.
Shotgun for Darnold on a 3rd and 2 at the 41 of Detroit. Darnold, pump fake. He's got time. Darnold launches a deep one towards the end zone, and it is caught. Oh, Robbie Anderson, what a grab. Touchdown, Jets. Sam Darnold delivers late in the second quarter.
What the hell's going on out here?
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. That was the first touchdown pass by Sam Darnold, who will not be playing. Trevor Siemian will get the opportunity to play on Monday night, which is cool for him. Real cool for him. Le'Veon Bell, I have all expectations that he will be back on the field playing for the New York Football Jets, and we'll see how he'll respond, because usually when guys are banged up, they either go really good or really bad. No, there's like no in between, at least in my humble opinion. You wind up seeing really good or really bad, which is what we're talking about here on the show. Watching some of this football, and you know, you see some really good stuff, you see some really bad stuff, but it's early. And I think that that's the thing to keep in mind here. It's really early. So the Green Bay Packers look fantastic early in the season on one side of the ball. And that's the defense, which I'm telling you what, man, if you're a Packer fan, that is music to your ears that the struggle is on the offensive side. I mean, they got out great early in the game. They're up a bunch of points. It's 21 points in the first half, and it's 21-10, and people are like, wow, this offense is electric. And second half comes and they score nothing, and the Vikings don't do much better themselves. So the Green Bay Packers defense is absolutely legit, and I'll tell you what, their offense will figure it out sooner or later, man. It's going to happen. Aaron Rodgers is too good. I don't know if I'm sold on Kirk Cousins, man. This guy was at times looking like a deer in headlights out there. Packers had him absolutely baffled. Speaking of which, I don't want to baffle you too much, because I want to remind you, you can always catch the Dorf on Sports radio show, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, each and every Sunday, sportsbyline.com. And then a bunch of different places too. We talk about the games before they happen, so it'd be kind of cool for you to put the two together, because then you could check me out here on the NFL Rewind, which is starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time each and every Sunday night for me. And that's on SiriusXM Channel 211. And then obviously other places as well too. So love all the different ways that people check us out. Trust me. I know you have choices, and I do appreciate you hanging out with the Dorf Man. And I get it. Why wouldn't you? I'm talking NFL football, and who doesn't want to talk NFL football? Especially this time of the year. So I'm a little concerned about the Vikings. And the Packers, two victories, what's important right now, one's over the Bears and one's over the Vikings. and the Packers have a really good shot to get out of the gates like 5 or 6-0, if you ask me. Denver coming to town next week. 5 of the next 6. Well, 4 of the next 5 now in Green Bay for them. So very interesting way to start out the season. Green Bay 2-0, really nice start for them. Vikings 1-1, Bears 1-1, Detroit 1-0-1. Interesting. Colts, nice victory for them. Really nice victory for them. Titans, they had a chance to like show us that what they did against Cleveland shows that they're going to be a contender. But again, it's a week-to-week league. And if you're not fired up and if you don't treat everybody the same way, well, you know what? This is the kind of thing that can happen. But with that being said, you have to give the Colts tons and tons of credit. This is a team that's just going to go out there and battle, man. They're going to go out there and battle their tails off every single week. They're not going to give up. They're going to fight to the end. And you know what? This division is going to be a dog race. It's going to be a cat fight. Patriots are just really good. Really, really good. And here's what's bad about that. The NFL better look out. This team is flat out loaded. And there's obviously a big if in this equation. If Antonio Brown doesn't play because of things that have happened off the field, that does take a little bit away from the weapons. But I'm telling you what, a lot of weapons for Tom Brady to throw to. And Antonio Brown just got right in the party. Got a touchdown out of the gate, 56 yards. 4 receptions. He was targeted 8 times, by the way, too, and that's the most out of any guy. So they plan on throwing the ball to Antonio Brown, and why the hell not? He's one of the most dynamic, if not the most dynamic, wide receivers in the game, especially if he's on the field. But he's still got a bunch of weapons, and they're just like a well-oiled machine. The Dolphins are absolutely pathetic. This is a joke. I feel absolutely terrible for the players that have to go out there on that field. I know they're pros and I know they're collecting a check, but that is awful to watch. That is not fun. That is not pretty. They should just cash it in. Like, they should just take a knee every single time they touch the ball. 4 interceptions. A couple of them ran back for touchdowns. Josh Rosen was throwing the ball all over the place. So was Fitzpatrick, for that matter. They're a joke. They're an absolute joke. They're not winning a football game. If they win a football game, then the other team on the other side of the field should absolutely, they should be so embarrassed and they should be so upset with themselves. Because they're not trying to win. That's what I'm trying to tell you. They're not trying to win. It's a joke of a football team. And the Patriots have the easiest division. It's just, that's a joke too. It's a total joke. But another solid performance from Tom Brady, and he's got a ton of weapons, and if they can have that balanced attack, look out. Defense looks really good. Bills might be a team to watch. Might be a team to watch. Might be a team that actually can push. They might actually push. They might give the New England Patriots a little bit of a run in that division. We'll see. We'll see. They're 2-0. Giants are 0-2. When does Daniels get the opportunity? That's my question. When does he get in? Because Eli looks terrible. Saquon Barkley is the one saving grace for the Giants. And when is Saquon Barkley going to start complaining about what he's doing there? It's like no joke. But the Bills, they're interesting. I think they're going to be fun. I think they're going to be fun to watch. 2-0. We'll see what happens after week three, but they're 2-0. Another good and bad here. Seahawks, look, say what you want, man. They've got less talent. They're going to go as far as Russell Wilson will take them, which I'll tell you what, I would throw that dude the keys to the car at any moment in time. And I would trust him is my point. I would ride with that guy any day. Another really solid performance from that dude. 29 of 35, straight up 300 yards for three TDs. Rashad Penny got in on the action. I love that. Love that kid from San Diego State, if I'm not mistaken. So that's cool to me. They could be another fun story to watch, the Seahawks, as they're 2-0. And on the other side, the Steelers, 0-2. Whew. Could be a long season for Big Ben. I know he's contemplating retirement. I'm not just making that up. I mean, I heard it. Thinking about retiring. And you know what? He's going to get beat up. He's going to wind up having a rough season. And I could honestly understand it if it happens. Ravens and Cardinals. Let's talk that a little bit. I do think the Ravens are pretty good. I think they probably took the Cardinals a little bit lightly. 23-17 is the final. And the Cardinals were obviously playing catch up with Kyler Murray, who winds up throwing for 349 yards. Not a bad day at all. 25 of 40 on the day. Lamar Jackson, he did it with his legs. He did it with his arm. He was a kind of a one-man show. And that's sort of what you do. You just sort of let this guy take the keys and take the car too. So I don't know, man. I look at the Ravens as a team that I think is going to be pretty good. I really do. Cardinals, I know they're going to struggle. To me, they're lucky to be 0-1-1. They could easily be 0-2. I guess you could make an argument that in some people's mind, they could be 2-0. But again, they had to come back in both games. So ultimately, should they really be 2-0? No. Should they maybe be 1-1? I don't think so either. I think they're lucky to be 0-1-1 is my point. Jaguars at 0-2, I think that was just a critical mistake that they made toward the end of the game. I don't know why they don't just try to put it into overtime. And the Texans at 1-1, I think they'll be all right. I really do. I think they got some pieces. Hopkins and obviously Deshaun Watson is one hell of a quarterback. And then on the defensive side, they're good too. Carlos Hyde is running the ball well for them. I think if they can figure out a way to get him a little bit more in the passing game too, that would be a smart idea. Jaguars are in trouble. I don't know if they were ever going to be good, but I think they would have had a chance with Nick Foles. But with him out, it's going to be tough. Chiefs at 2-0, I think they're going to be a juggernaut. We know that. Tyreek Hill is going to come back in a few weeks. He's going to get healthy. So that should be a good thing for them. And you know what? In the meantime, Patrick Mahomes is just getting really comfortable with other guys. So I think it's just one of those things where if they can get a little bit of a better running game, they're going to be really, really tough to handle because then they're not going to be just one-dimensional. But Patrick Mahomes, he can be one-dimensional, be unbelievable. So I understand what they're doing. Okay, I know I got to take a break. I'm going to do that. I'll come back, and obviously I'll put a nightcap on this thing. So keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. I'll be back.
Four receivers set, two right, two left. First down at the Detroit 27. Murray back to pass, looking, throws it, middle of the field for Johnson. Caught for a touchdown. Kyler Murray's first NFL touchdown. A beautiful throw to David Johnson. And the Cardinals are back in the game with 5:57 to play.
Ben, first and 10, shotgun snap. He's back, throws along down the sideline, and the pass is caught against Antonio Brown. Stepping
Shotgun snap to Brady. Backs up. Four-man rush. Dumps it off across the middle. Catch by Gordon. Striding to the 20. And he signals at the 5. Out of a tackle. Staying alive. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Higgins goes wide left. Landry inside of him, and then inside of him, it's Njoku. Beckham near side wide right. Chubb on the right hip of Mayfield. Shotgun takes the snap. Baker back. Baker back. Baker looking. Baker firing. Down the middle. Got a man. It's Higgins to the 3.
Now, more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time with me here on the NFL Rewind. Andy Dorf from Sports Overnight America. You can always check me out on Twitter. Follow me there. It's Dorf on Sports. You can always check out my local show in Phoenix, Arizona, Friday mornings on pulseradio.fm. It's 88.7 if you're local in Phoenix. And then obviously check out the morning show Sunday mornings, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, Dorf on Sports. I'm doing that obviously on the sportsbyline.com radio network. You can always get us there. And appreciate you listening to me here, as always, on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America, late night style on Sirius XM Channel 211. So get at me in many different ways, as you know. And again, man, Browns, good opportunity for them to obviously get a win on the road. That's the best thing that the Jets have going for them. Going to be a tough one without Sam Darnold in the lineup for them, but I expect a big game out of Odell Beckham. And you know what? Before I get out of here real quickly, Rams, I think that they're going to be a tough team to battle with, and what I'm concerned about is how serious that injury is for Drew Brees and these New Orleans Saints, because without him, they're obviously a completely different animal. So hopefully he gets well. And for Scott on the other side, I know he's always doing great stuff for me. I got to get out of Dodge. Appreciate you, man. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind, and this is Sports Overnight America. Talk to you later, everybody.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
It's time for the attack here on Sports Overnight America. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy out in San Francisco. Our phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Stover telephone number of the attack. Sirius XM, Channel 211, Dan Patrick Radio. Yep, we got affiliates all around the country as well, including KSHP, 1400 AM, the strongest signal in North Las Vegas, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. That's the ways you get to listen to us. There are also apps and devices, all that kind of fun stuff you can take advantage of. But if you're in the mainstream, those are the big ways to go. If Twitter is more your thing, at BobBlack71, at SportsByline USA, and we're happy to be a part of all of it. We're happy that you're a part of us. Again, 1-800-878-7529 if you can work the numbers on your phone, which some of us can't. It's just how it is. Big show out in front of us today to talk about. Pennant races heading down the home stretch. A little bit of separation created over the weekend. Nobody's officially out of it, but it's going to be a tougher road for a couple of teams going forward than it is for a few others. Cubs finally having a little bit of comfort, but not too much. They have an upcoming two series with the St. Louis Cardinals as we go down the stretch, so that's going to be interesting as well. And then we've got the Mets to talk about, and the Brewers to talk about, and the Phillies to talk about, and everything else that's going on. Most of the pennant races, the out-and-out races, have been decided. Excuse me. But with that being said, we've got a big one out in front of us. Then the National Football League. Ooh, there's a couple of really bad football teams in the National Football League. Seasons that are already over after two games. And I'm not joking about that. We're going to get into some of it. There's a couple that you just need to wipe the slate clean and start again next year, because it ain't going to happen for that particular football team this year. Miami Dolphins playing in front of dozens of close personal friends and families is certainly the prime example. They might end up being one of the worst teams in the history of professional football. All right, let's step out right now. When we come back, it's Major League Baseball here in the attack. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy. Don't go anywhere. This is going to be good.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Now remember, this is just another ball game. Just do your best and don't get flustered. And if you boot one, don't throw the ball away. And don't help out the pitcher by swinging at bad ones. Just play the way you've been playing the last couple of weeks and you got nothing to worry about. Okay, let's go.
Let's do it.
A drive to left center field, deep to the gap, Marwin Gonzalez with a three-run home run, and the Twins take the lead.
There's a shot, deep to right field, in the corner, and kiss it goodbye. Jackie Bradley stings one, and the Red Sox are back in the lead.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black, here on Sports Overnight America.
He certainly knows how to shake things up.
Well, ain't that the truth? Welcome back to the Attack. Black Cuddy, you. Kasich passed away, man. 75. I met the guy once. Nice man. Really was. I couldn't understand how a guy that fugly ended up with Paulita Politzova, even though they were estranged right now. He was just a real nice guy. Ended up sitting down, having a cup of coffee with him. Good dude. Really was. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Wild card in National League, more so than the American. Well, the American League is pretty competitive, too. Get into it. The standings going into today. Regular pennant races. Yanks are up by 9. They're going to win it going away over the Tampa Bay Rays. Minnesota now with 4.5 over Cleveland, which is a beautiful thing because nobody likes Cleveland. Houston Astros, well, that's not true. Houston Astros, 7.5 over the Oakland A's, who are playing 600 ball. Atlanta Braves, 9.5 over the Washington Nationals. St. Louis, 2 over the Cubs, 3 over the Brewers. So things can still change when it comes to that. And the Dodgers, 20.5 games over the Arizona Diamondbacks after taking 2 out of 3 against the Mets. You looked at the wild card, and this is where it does get interesting. Oakland, 1.5 up over Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay has the second wild card position. Cleveland fighting for the third wild card position, 1.5 back of Tampa. So 3 back of Oakland for the top. And then the rest of it's done. Boston's not going to get there. Washington, it's tightened up considerably. 1.5 over Chicago, who's still in a pennant battle with the St. Louis Cardinals. Brewers are right there as well. They're 1 game back of the Cubs, 2.5 back of the Nationals. Mets are 4 back. It's going to be really, really tough now. They've got to play pretty much 800 ball and hope that the Cubs play 500 ball in order to have a chance. Phillies 4.5 back, Diamondbacks 5.5 back. Virtually impossible for both of those teams. But again, you still have a dozen or so games left, right? 15, I think, for both teams. You got a chance. And, you know, you don't lay down. It was a rough weekend for a couple of teams, including the Phillies, including the Mets. Mets lost 2 out of 3 against the Dodgers to fall back. It would have been good had they been able to take last night's game. They were actually up 2-0 in that game. We'll get to it in just a second. And the Phillies, 4-6 in their last 10. Diamondbacks, 3-7. They haven't recovered from the body blow that the Mets gave them when they were in town. So it's starting to thin the herd, as it were. Nobody's given up just quite yet. It just takes a week of really solid baseball to get in there. Mets are hitting the road right now. 3 against the Colorado Rockies, 3 against the Reds, in places where they can slug the baseball. Of course, the other team can too. And we'll see how it plays out. The aforementioned Phillies, 6-3 against the Red Sox. Red Sox doing damage, but unfortunately too little too late for them. But enough damage to the Philadelphia Phillies. And the problem has been for Philadelphia, once you get past Aaron Nola, it's been pretty much that. They don't score enough runs. There are not enough guys on in front of Bryce Harper to get it done on a consistent basis as far as setting the table for him. He still had a very good year. He's still over 100 RBIs. He's got 102. But considering everything and the size of the contract that they gave him, they're disappointed in him. I'm not putting a ton of it on him. I'm putting it way more on the lack of productivity within the rest of the lineup and the fact that after you get past your number one starter, you're not getting a whole lot of productivity out of the rest of your starting rotation. And the bullpens have been lacking as well. I mean, that's also been part of it. They got a bunch of no-names out there, a bunch of young live arms. Some of them have been better than others. But when you look at it, it's some journeymen. It's some guys with live arms. It's guys who can throw hard. But guys, a lot of them who have bounced around Major League Baseball. I mean, a perfect example of that was last night. Nick Vincent, who struck out 3 guys in 2 innings, didn't allow an earned run. He's 33 years old. He's bounced around from team to team to team. That's just the way it goes. And when you have that kind of person, and I'm not putting it on him, obviously, but when you have that kind of person in your bullpen, and that's what you're relying on a day-to-day basis, it makes it awfully, awfully difficult to win baseball games on a consistent basis. Rest of the league, and you look at floating the scores up there as we speak. Like I said, Phillies losing to the Red Sox. Blue Jays beat the Yankees. Orioles beat the Tigers. We get into the meat of it. Indians, who are still trying to compete with the Twins, took care of their business 7-5. They salvaged the finale, but the Twins really put them away in this series at home in Cleveland, taking 2 out of 3. You can't, unfortunately, when you're at this point in the year, it's very difficult to do that. Nationals did the same. Nationals are trying to hold on. They're not going to win the division. They're only 1.5 up now in the wild card. Plenty can change still, but they took care of their business. 7-0. Anibal Sanchez shut them out. Howie Kendrick homered. Nationals won a game they desperately needed to win. Astros pounded on the Royals 12-3. Brewers took care of the Cardinals 7-6, came all the way back. Ryan Braun with a go-ahead grand slam with two outs in the ninth inning. You talk about lifting a team. And with Craig Counsell out, this is exactly the kind of production they need from lesser guys. And at this point in his career, Ryan Braun is a lesser guy. But the Cardinals were stunned by this. And the Brewers took care of their business because they're on oxygen as well. I mean, everybody that's behind the first two are. Cubs slammed the Pirates 16-6, but it may have cost them. Anthony Rizzo sprained his right ankle during the win. Severity of it not known, but he did go for an MRI. Can't lose bats. Can't lose premier players right now. And he was injured fielding a bunt. I mean, basically tripped over his own feet. But Javier Baez is gone for the year. No fractures. But again, if you lose him for a couple of games, this is where you got problems. So we'll see. Other players, role players picked it up. Well, Chris Bryant isn't a role player, but Ian Happ, Kyle Schwarber, Jonathan Lucroy, who they picked up off the scrap heap when their catcher got hurt, winning it for the Cubs. And pretty good stuff all the way around. I mean, you know, again, this is exactly what you need going down the stretch. Aforementioned, Angels beat the Rays. Tampa Bay trying to hang in there on the wild card race. They're going to get there, but now they're a game and a half back of Oakland. So if they do end up meeting in the wild card round, it'll be played in Oakland, which is always an advantage for them. Giants beat the Marlins 2-1. Rockies beat the Padres 10-5. Athletics took care of their business 6-1 over the Rangers. Sean Manassi, three singles over six scoreless, and they managed to win the game. Reds over the D-backs, putting a nail in their coffin 3-1 as well. Mariners 11, White Sox 10 in a slugfest with two teams going nowhere. And, of course, the Dodgers over the Mets. Jed Gaiorco came off the bench late. Big roll, key hit, single in the top of the ninth. They put the Mets away 3-2. Mets hit the road with their helps on life support as well. All right, let's step out right now. When we come back, National Football League, right after this brief timeout, we got a lot of games to run through and not too much time to run through them. We'll be back.
High fly ball to right. Harper's back to the track. At the wall. There it goes. Number 32 for Cody Bellinger. And the Dodgers lead it 7-1.
Line drive left field. It's in the alley. That'll go to the wall. Tie run scores. Lindor into second base. The winning run in scoring position with one out here in the bottom of the ninth. And look at Lindor.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Well, this is it right here. Not cutting time.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
And second and 12, three receivers right. Diggs goes in motion. Alabama rookie Irv Smith in the game. Cousins under center, tailback Cook. Kirk back to pass. Straight in the pocket. Fires left and it's caught at the 10-yard line and into the end zone for a Vikings touchdown. It's one of the best in the game. Adam Thielen, Minnesota 6, Atlanta 0.
For the lead, Hauschka, 33-yard extra point attempt. Snap is good, hold is down, the kick is up, and of course it's good. The Bills take the lead with 3 minutes left to play in the game. For the first time today, the Bills are on top, 17-16.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back to the Attack. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy out in San Francisco. Our phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Big games over the course of the weekend. Of course, started with Thursday night. We talked about that a little bit. Tampa Bay 1-1, Panthers 0-2, 20-14 over the Panthers. Panthers are a team that are in trouble. 49ers came east, took care of their business, 41-17. 49ers are going to be an interesting team to watch. When they start to play against some of the big boys, I want to see how it plays out. But they came east, went into Cincinnati, and really dominated the football game. This game was over by halftime when it was 24-10. They just added pile on after that 10 third quarter points, 7 fourth quarter points. Bagels scored 7 in garbage time. Really didn't matter. Dalton was okay, but they had no running game whatsoever. Joe Mixon, 11 carries, 17 yards. Matt Breida, who's going to be the guy for San Francisco, complimented Garoppolo. Jimmy G, 17-25, 297 yards, 3 touchdowns and a pick. They've got a balanced offense. The problem that San Francisco has is their defense isn't quite there yet. And you look at it, their receiving core, while solid, is nothing to write home about. And if they shut down Greg Kittle, which Bengals defense did a pretty good job of that yesterday, 3 catches, 54 yards, they're going to have to spread it around. And that's what the Niners did. Like I said, I want to see them up in class against better competition. And we'll see how it plays out for them. Lions came all the way back. Give them a lot of credit. It was 10-6 at halftime. Lions 13-10. Stafford outdueled Rivers. It's Detroit's a weird team. And Los Angeles, although without Melvin Gordon, still got solid ground attack from their running back by committee situation, 25 carries for 137 yards. Rivers just wasn't particularly good yesterday. 21 of 36, 293 yards, no touchdowns and a pick. Stafford had two TDs, two picks, but they got the ball around. 28 carries for 94 yards, so they stayed committed to the run. What I was impressed with the Lions was that they really stepped it up defensively. And considering this is a team that's trying to rebuild the defense on the fly, they did a really, really good job of snuffing the San Diego offense and really shutting down one of the better quarterbacks in the league. Granted, it's difficult to come off the West Coast and win a game, in this case in the Midwest, but basically in the East. But Chargers, and I don't know if they're going to get it done with Melvin Gordon, but they could sure use him back because he's a big play offensive weapon. And right now for the Chargers, that's exactly what they need, is a big play offensive weapon. Lions, after the tie against the Arizona Cardinals last week, go to 1-0-1. So they're actually undefeated, which, you know, that won't last. But took care of the business, and you got to give them a lot of credit. Game wasn't particularly exciting. Game was a little bit sloppy, but it was okay. Now, here's the game, and I'm getting real tired of the Kirk Cousins bashing. Packers 21, Vikings 16. Packers were up 21-0 in this game. That ain't Kirk Cousins' fault, all right? Now, Cousins didn't have a great game. He was 14 of 32, 230 yards, a touchdown, and a pick. And Aaron Rodgers completely outplayed him. 22 of 34, 209 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions. But here's the deal. When your defense puts you in a 21-0 hole, it's pretty damn tough to stick to the game plan. And that was the issue with Kirk Cousins. Dalvin Cook, 20 carries, 154 yards. He's all the way back. If they stay balanced throughout the season, they're going to be fine. But like I said, for people who don't follow the games closely and don't pay attention to what's going on, boom, Kirk Cousins, instant villain, instant GOAT. Not the case. The GOAT was the defense. And on a day that they honored Hall of Famer Bart Starr, Aaron Rodgers showed you why he is going to go to the Hall of Fame. He was 9 of 10 out of the gate for 134 yards and two touchdowns. He's getting to Matt LaFleur's offense, and Rodgers, who is known for his lack of flexibility when it comes to offensive coordinators and head football coaches, has actually been open to Matt LaFleur and suggestions, including wearing a play call wristband in the hope that it would speed up the play calling process and get the offense out of the huddle quicker, because they were going up against the time clock on a pretty consistent basis. You know, he was coming out of college with Telford offense at Cal. He was used to very wordy, sophisticated offenses. He's putting the wristband on. It seemed to help. They were really in sync. And they just beat up on a Viking defense that's supposed to be a renowned Viking defense. Minnesota still had a chance to win the game. Cousins threw a pick late in the fourth quarter. That was on him. But the rest of the game was not on Kirk Cousins. That was on the Viking defense. And they need to be held accountable. Yeah, he came up small in the big spot. And you want to knock him, that's the area that you knock him. But you don't knock him for what happened in the beginning of the game when his own defense put him in the hole 21-0. There's very few quarterbacks that are going to be able to come back from that. Jacoby Brissett throws three touchdowns, gets a win against the Titans, and maybe, just maybe, this is something that accelerates the growth of this team under Jacoby Brissett, because Andrew Luck ain't coming back, baby. And this is a team that's built for the playoffs now. They level at 1-1. Wasn't great statistically as far as the yardage, 17 to 28, 146 yards, three touchdowns, but there it is, three touchdowns and only one pick. Marcus Mariota reverting to the old Marcus Mariota, where you can't put the team on his shoulders. Colts defense stepped up and stifled, 19 to 28, 154 yards, a touchdown, no interceptions. But when it came time to put the team in gear and take it down the field, Marcus Mariota couldn't do it. I know he's been playing better under this group of leaders with these coaches. They have the formula that they want to use. They want to ground and pound and then use him to complement. I'm still not buying it. I think the number one and number two quarterbacks from that class are going to be complete washout. Jameis is pretty close to being that anyway. I think Mariota's behind him. I think he's better than Jameis. But I don't know that you're going to be able to win football games with him on a consistent basis. Now, what do you say about the Patriots and Miami game, other than the fact that you knew New England was going to win. You knew they were going to win big. They were only up 13-0 at halftime, which was a little bit surprising. But Belichick was still kind of feeling his way along with the offense. Antonio Brown had four catches, including a touchdown. He and Brady seemed completely in sync. Bill, in his usual lack of response, got asked in the postgame press conference whether or not they tried to get Brown involved early. And he goes, no, we just ran our offense, which is typical Patriots. To me, the storyline is what went on the other side of the field. Ryan Fitzpatrick, 11 of 21, 89 yards, no touchdowns, three interceptions. They threw Josh Rosen to the Wolves when the game was completely over. He was 7 of 18, 97 yards, no touchdowns, and a pick. Miami is one of the worst teams in the history of the National Football League. That's how bad they are. There are college teams that would give them a run for the money, like Clemson, like Alabama, like Ohio State. Would they win? No, Miami would win the games. But they'd be in it. And that's the problem with the Dolphins right now. It's a really bad football team. They've accumulated draft capital. They've got a lot of draft picks in the early rounds. They're not very good. And you can't blame these players for not being happy about the fact that management appears to be tanking. There's a very distinct possibility that the Miami Dolphins are going to go winless this year. It showed in the stands. There was nobody out there. And there were more New England fans than there were Miami fans. All right, we're going to take a trip to Tampico right after this brief timeout. We're going to pick it up with more Dolphin talk right after we go to the beach. Don't go anywhere.
Lamar Jackson, empty backfield in the shotgun. Looking to throw, has time, going deep down the middle. He's got Snead in the end zone, touchdown! Willie Snead on the receiving end. And the Ravens, 4 for 4, possessions and touchdowns.
Is Sports Overnight America.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Real bonanzas are few and far between that take a lot of finding. Say, answer me this, will you? Why is gold worth some 20 bucks an ounce?
I don't know. Because it's scarce.
1,000 men say go searching for gold. After 6 months, one of them's lucky. 1 out of 1,000. This find represents not only his own labor, but that of 999 others to boot. That's 6,000 months or 500 years, scrabbling over mountains, going hungry and thirsty. An ounce of gold, mister, is worth what it is because of the human labor that went into the finding and the getting of it.
Never thought of it just like that.
Well, there's no other explanation, mister. Gold itself ain't good for nothing except for making jewelry with gold teeth. gold's a devilish sort of a thing anyway. You start out, you tell yourself you'll be satisfied with 25,000 handsome smaggots worth of it. So help my lord and cross my heart. Fine resolution. After months of sweating yourself dizzy and growing short on provisions and finding nothing, you finally come down to 15,000, then 10. Finally, you say, Lord, let me just find $5,000 worth and never ask for anything more the rest of my life.
$5,000 is a lot of money.
Mm. Yeah, here in this joint seems like a lot, but I tell you, if you were to make a real strike, you couldn't be dragged away. Not even a threat of miserable death would keep you from trying to add 10,000 more. 10, you'd want to get 25. 25, you'd want to get 50. 50, 100, like roulette. One more turn, you know, always one more.
That's true. It is like roulette. But if you find the gold, baby, well, everybody but Bogey. Welcome to the Tampico Update, brought to you by our good friends at the Weather Channel, weather.com. It'll save you behind. 80 degrees currently, feels like 85, bit of humidity in the air. 10% chance of rain tonight, 20% chance of rain during the day. High is going to be 89. So enjoy yourself while you can. In Tampico, Mexico, because it is the coolest city ever. Tampico, Illinois, not too shabby as well. 68 degrees currently, feels like 65. Low's going to be 65. No humidity in the air, so not too shabby, but very windy. So be careful out there. There's going to be a little bit of debris moving around. High's going to be 83 in Tampico, Illinois, until the 20th of December. No longer the coldest city ever.
We got one more to go. We're going to go out there and try to win it for you guys. And that's all we got. We love you. Patriots out!
It must really suck to be that dumb.
Well, yeah, well, he's still with Giselle. 43-0 as we were talking about when we went into the break. Patriots on a full roll right now. Sony Michel with 85 yards. Burkhead, 21. Running attack got it done. Brady, 264 yards. 2 touchdowns, no picks. But to me, and Antonio Brown, 4 for 56. They spread the ball around really, really well. They're going to be very difficult to beat this year. Not difficult to beat is the Miami Dolphins. And as we were talking about before we went into the break, these guys are professional athletes. And no joke, when you're sitting there and you're trying to win football games, and they are trying to win football games, and management has sent you a clear message that they're going to tear it completely down and rebuild it. It's what they're going to do. There's no getting around it. And they're going to be very lucky to win a football game this year. They're going to be one of the worst teams, not only in the league, but in the history of the league. I looked at their schedule. They have very few opportunities to win football games this year. They're playing a couple of sub-500 teams. There's nobody in the league that's even close to being as bad as they are. They got rid of Laramie Tunsil earlier in the week, and we talked about it early last week. They gave Minka Fitzpatrick permission to seek out a trade. Why they would do that is beyond comprehension for me. Because he's a bright young star that they could build the defense around, or at least as a part of it. I don't know what they're doing down there other than the fact that it's very obvious they're tearing it down and they're willing to tank to do it. They've got a quarterback on the roster who was drafted in the top 10, who started last year for the worst team in football, who they don't know what he can do. They brought him in garbage time and he got the crap wailed out of him. I mean, and Coach Brian Flores said it's Fitzpatrick's job for now. What does that mean? When I hear stuff like that out of a head football coach, it makes me wonder if he knows what he's doing. This is his first opportunity, comes out of the Belichick coaching tree. I get all the good stuff. You got to find out about this kid. And you evaluate him based on the fact that he doesn't have any weapons and he doesn't have an offensive line. In the limited time, in the garbage time minutes, he got sacked 3 times for 21 yards. The quarterback rating for Josh Rosen was 4.8. Oh, wait, it was worse for Ryan Fitzpatrick, who got sacked 4 times for 23 yards. His was 3.1. Unbelievable. So, and again, I paid attention a little bit to this on the package just because of the fact I wanted to see how the players for the Dolphins were playing, and they were playing hard. They're just completely outclassed. Most of these guys don't even belong on National Football League teams. The only good thing that you could say about it for guys like Nick O'Leary and guys like that is they're going to get a pension by the time they're out of the league. Because I'll tell you something, once you can't play anymore, if you can't play for the Dolphins, you can't play for anybody in this league. I mean, it's a horror show. And people think as if the draft is going to solve everything for this football team. Well, okay, maybe they get their quarterback in the future in Tua or Herbert or whoever it ends up being. But they need way more than that, and they're going to get that quarterback killed too before they're a good football team. And the fact of the matter is that you have a coach who's a defensive specialist, okay? Now, their defense, at least on paper, should be okay, and they played okay in the first half, keeping it within 13-0. But the problem is if, for whatever reason, you end up drafting a quarterback, number one, and he ends up being your guy going forward, well, you're going to have to do all your rebuilding, at least early, on offense. You're going to have to build an offensive line. You're going to have to build a receiving core. I mean, Kenyon Drake is an okay player as far as the running back goes, and running backs are devalued anyway. So I get it. And maybe he's a guy you could build around going forward, but he's a guy that's going to take a pounding for the foreseeable future. So by the time your offense is any good, your quarterback could be in complete shell shock. And you're going to have to rebuild your defense. I mean, Dolphin fans, if you're listening, this team's going to be bad for a long time. I mean, I'm talking 3, 4, 5 seasons where they're going to be horrible. And it showed in the stands. There was nobody there. Second game of the season. Second game of the season. They're 0-2 at home. They didn't sell out their home opener. There were maybe 25,000, 30,000 fans in the seats at their beautiful ballpark. And the great majority of them were New England Patriot fans who traveled and decided, hey, it would be nice to spend a weekend in South Beach. Let's go down and watch our team beat the snot out of the Dolphins. I don't know if Dolphins have snot or not. But that's exactly what they did. And you really wonder, and we're going to find out because management is committed to this, do they have the patience? Do they have the wherewithal to let Flores complete the plan? And if this team wins three games over the next 3 years, which is a distinct possibility, will he even be around as the coach for the rebuild? Usually up here in New York, J-E-T-S means just end the season for the New York Jets, and we'll find out more about that in the Monday Night Special. But it certainly means it for the Giants this year as they lose to the Buffalo Bills 28-14. I don't get this football team. Now, granted, they're limited on defense. They've got the best running back in football on offense. Eli's still serviceable. They don't have a great wide receiving core. Where I'm scratching my head is the way Pat Shurmur uses Saquon Barkley. They took the ball, they marched down the field, and they literally slammed it down the Bills' throat. And you said to yourself, okay, they came to play this week. Now, they did the same thing against Dallas, too, but Dallas is a way more talented team. They took the punch and came back. The Bills are not a way more talented team. But the Bills came back with 21 unanswered points, actually 28, but 21 in the first half, and ended up beating the Giants 28-14. And the calls are starting for the new quarterback and Benji. It's not Eli's fault. Yeah, defense doesn't stop anybody. And you got a head football coach, and I talked about this last year with Pat Shurmur. Not a big fan. Not impressed by what I've seen. You've got one of the premier weapons in football, and he doesn't get enough touches. I mean, statistically, he was good. Yesterday with his 18 rushes for 107 yards, but only three catches out of the backfield. So again, 21 touches, where it needs to be closer to 30. And I get it. They're crowding the box. There's eight in the box because you can't stretch the field. But the play calling, creative to start out with, ended up just crawling under a turtle shell yet again for the Giants. Now, to the Giants' credit, their defense clamped down in the second half and played good football. They really did. But by that point, it was too little too late. Giants are going to have a hard time winning five games this year. Their schedule is relatively easy. But unless they get better in the second half, and that'll also depend on whether or not they go to Daniel Jones or not, because if they go to Jones, he's going to take his lumps as well. It's already just end the season for the New York football teams. Pretty bad. Pretty pathetic. Seattle comes east, beats the Steelers 28-26. Not only did they beat the Steelers, but Ben Roethlisberger goes out with an injury. Hurt his elbow. Didn't look good, the elbow injury, because he came out and Ben's a tough guy. Couldn't get it done. Mason Rudolph came in, played really well. 12 of 19, 112 yards, two touchdowns and an interception. Where they got let down was in the fourth quarter because the Steelers actually came all the way back and were in a position to win the football game. And then they gave up that third touchdown pass to Russell Wilson, who's, you know, you want to put him, he's one of the top three quarterbacks in the league. Just because he doesn't have the cannon doesn't mean he doesn't get it done. Seattle ran the football for 151 total yards, so they did exactly what they want to do. Big time on the ground, enough through the air, put it on defense. They won the football game 28-26 against the Steelers, who are now in an 0-2 hole. And not only that, they lost their running back as well. James Conner tweaked his knee. We're going to find out how bad that is. But by that point, they were in the hole anyway. They were down 21-13, so they needed to kind of find out where they were at, and they threw the football around all over the place. Steelers are a mess right now, and for a team who, quote-unquote, was going to play with a chip on their shoulder this year, they're really not getting it done in any way, particular way, shape, or form. Cowboys smoked the Redskins 31-21. A little sluggish, but they got it done. And in the battle of the young quarterbacks, Ravens beat the Cardinals 23-17. All the way around, good quarterback play from the youngsters. All right, let's step out right now. We'll wrap it up right after this brief timeout. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy. Don't go anywhere.
New Orleans. They trail by six. Watson operating out of the gun. Watson throws over the middle. It is caught. Touchdown. Kenny Stills has just burned the Saints. Deshaun Watson is a magician. What a throw and what a rally.
Third and 10 now for Brady from the gun. White to his left at the Patriot 42. Brady backs up, stands in. He's going to throw a long ball to a wide open Dorsett. He's going to hit him in stride at the 15, the 10 to the 5. Touchdown, Patriots.
This is Sports Overnight America.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
And the Browns are going to come out. And here they come. Dontrell Hilliard checks into the game at running back. Two receivers right, Beckham and Landry. Two off wide to the left. First and goal at the four. They give it to Hilliard off the right side. He gets the goal line with a push and a shove. He's in. Touchdown, Dontrell Hilliard.
We're back with the attack on Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy and Cleveland against the Jets. Jets are going with Trevor Siemian. Sam Darnold down with mononucleosis. Said he's feeling better, hopes to be back in a week or two, but it's going to be real rough for the Jets, particularly if they get off to an 0-2, 0-3 start. Cleveland, a little bit of a chip on their shoulder coming east. OBJ running his mouth yet again, saying there was a bounty on his head with Greg Williams. Greg Williams' response said, OBJ who? You know, it's going to be a fun Monday night matchup. First time for the Jets in primetime in quite a while. Cleveland, big expectations, but they're 0-1, and they did not look good last week. Big test for Freddie Kitchens right out of the box as to whether or not he's going to be able to get this team to respond with him being the head football coach. Adversity has a way of turning all that optimism into pessimism in a big-time hurry. We'll find out whether or not Freddie Kitchens and this Cleveland Brown team is up to the task. All right, that's it for the attack. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with more fun and frivolity, including a Monday night recap mañana, along with the college football scores. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back. See you in 24. Bye.